All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is May 5th, 2026, 3:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Walker, you want to start?
For Wood, board member. Apologies. Holton Hunsaker, board member.
Thanks, Holt.
Howard King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up?
I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from February 3rd, 2026.
Great. Thanks, Walk.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. So, board, the quarterly payment listing is here on your screen. Amounts were $259,290.44. A variety of administrative costs, primarily running through the bill.com account. And then the interest and principal payment on the senior bonds that were made on March 1st. Any questions on this listing?
No, none for me.
Okay. Move into the financial statement. So this is for PID number one. Total assets for the district just under 1.1 million at the end of the first quarter. Just over $1 million in the debt service fund, which is all restricted to the district's bonds. Then about 72,000 in the general fund. This includes the current year administrative carve out. So should have kind of sufficient revenues for the current year's expenses. And then current accounts payable were about 13,000. So budget to actual for the general fund, total expenses were about 13,000 through the first quarter. I think in general, kind of trending in line with budget. And then this transfer in from other funds of the 55,000. Is that 2026 administrative carve out from the property tax revenues? Then the debt service fund, total revenues were about 17,000. A couple of notes here. The 2025 taxes primarily were recognized on the 2025 financials. So the 11,000 through March just represents kind of the small amount of 2026 taxes to date from the motor vehicle taxes and others. Interest income about 5,700. And then this negative intergovernmental revenues we'll see on the PID 2 financials, but that's really just due to the bank fees and then the property taxes were deposited in April. So this will become a positive figure on the June financials. Then expenditures were 236,000 for the interest and principal. Also note here, the district will fill up the surplus fund in 2026. Due to the timing of when the property taxes were received and collected, the payment on the B bond as budgeted will not occur, but there will be a payment that will be made in March of 2027. Just kind of pointing out the initial forecast that was done when the bonds were issued didn't have a payment on those B bonds until about 2032. So district would be quite ahead of those initial projections. So that's good. Then I'll move to the District 2 financials. For the balance sheet here, about 28,000, primarily representing the property tax receivable, which, as I noted, was received and deposited in April. And then on the budget to actual, again, we have these bank fees, which kind of turn that intergovernmental expenditure negative, but that'll flip with the June financials once these property taxes are reflected. So, any questions on the financials?
None for me.
Okay, what I would need then is a motion to accept the quarterly financials and the expenditure list.
Make a motion that we accept the 2026 first quarter expenditure and financials.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Tyler, do you want to go through? You guys have heard it, but Tyler, go through for the record.
Yeah. So as we just discussed, the state legislature recently passed a conflict of interest disclosure update requiring that board members and officers fill out updated disclosures. It's significantly more in depth than the prior version, which was only 4 or 5 questions. This version is more in depth. As always, err on the side of disclosure. That protects yourselves as well as the PID. Should anything ever arise. So I'll pass it back to you, Mike.
Okay. Other thing that the legislature did was we need to figure out a place up there in Morgan where we can have the anchor location. So the statute now reads needs to be in the district or near the district, part of the sponsoring entity. So is there a between Rome and Range? Do you guys have offices? Do you have a model home? Do you have something that we could use as just an anchor location? So nothing changes as far as you, it doesn't need to be a board member. If I have to, I can go up and do it. Christy will still be able to take minutes, do all the recordings, everything. We just need a place in case somebody wants to show up and participate physically at the district.
See, we are sold out at Rome. We'll have to check. It's a little bit of a unique community at the range, from a timing perspective and when there could be an anchor location. So let us look into it and we'll get back. Is the requirement that it's within Morgan County or is there? Okay, it's got to be in the county. Okay.
So
Is there a requirement that it's got to be owned by
no.
us or the district? Like, can it just be a public library or something like that that we could do?
Just thought maybe it would be easier if you guys had some place. Like, I wasn't sure if Rome 2, because it's commercial, if you had something in there that would work, but if push comes to shove, we can just go to the county offices, maybe even the city, look at the library if they have one up there that we could go.
I
So
like that. Like, just to Walker's point, I mean, any of the properties that we would list and send them to, if someone is to show up, it's going to be like a construction site. And to
okay.
me, that feels a little like,
Yep,
yeah,
we
it would
don't
be
want
easy
that.
to take a photo of that and post on social media, especially after the last PID article that the Des News or whoever just put out. And it's like, yep, these developers sure are taking advantage of this or whatever. So I think putting a public location makes it seem a little bit more, I mean, not that anything's not legit. I'm not saying
No, I
that, but it
agree.
just seems a
Hold
little more real.
on. Yep, I agree with you. Okay, so I'll call Leslie, who's the clerk auditor. I know her, so I can call and see if there's some conference room or something that we could do up there at the county offices. Maybe I'll get with Seth too to figure out. Do you guys have anybody that like works up there? All we would need them to do is literally log into the meeting from wherever it's at.
Probably the best would just be a sales agent or someone that sits up at the sales offices, would be our best bet.
Okay. Who would I coordinate that with, Holt?
I think Seth would be your
Okay.
best contact there. He's on the home builder side of the fence within our business and company, and so he goes to their coordinating meetings, and so he can help with that.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll get with him. Okay, you guys have anything else?
No, not for me.
Tyler, am I forgetting anything?
Nope, got it all covered.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Great. Thanks, Walt.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, good to see you.